New heading. The significance of sequence. A sports metaphor. These four roles are so highly interdependent. In a sense, they are sequential. But in another sense, they are simultaneous. Both senses are correct. They are sequential because you must have trust from trustworthiness before you can really move into the other roles that will release human potential. They are simultaneously in the sense that once the culture based on this leadership has been established, one must pay constant attention to all four processes, all four roles: modeling, pathfinding, aligning, empowering. I would like to illustrate the significance of sequence in these four roles by comparing it to professional sports, where, like the business world, competition is very intense. When a player goes to professional training camp out of shape, that is, lacking muscle strength and cardiovascular endurance, he is simply unable to develop the intended skills. And if he can't develop the skills, there is no way he can become a useful member of a team and part of a winning system. In other words, muscle development precedes skill development, and skill development precedes team and system development. The body is a natural system and is governed by natural laws. The sports metaphor is a very apt and powerful image that we can relate to the broader area of enlarging capacity and finding our voice. Personal development precedes the building of trusting relationships. And trusting relationships are an absolute prerequisite to developing an organization characterized by teamwork, cooperation, and contribution to the wider community. For instance, let's say that a person is unable to even keep the promises he makes to himself. His life is inconsistent, flaky, and mood-based. Is there any way that he'll be able to develop healthy, trusting relationships with others? The answer is obvious. And if there was a lack of trust in his relationship with others, would he have any foundation for an effective family or team organization that makes significant contributions? Again, the answer is obvious. No. Just like a child can't run before it can walk, or walk before it can crawl, just like you can't do calculus until you understand algebra, and you can't do algebra until you understand basic math, some things of necessity come ahead of others. Once you understand the importance of this sequence, you will see why, even though the two are interdependent, it is vital to first pay the price of striving to find your voice personally before even attempting to develop the skills of building high trust relationships and creative problem solving. The synergistic work of high trust relationships then becomes the foundation for creating a team or organization of cooperative people. Teams that are on the same page regarding purpose, vision, and values, and are willing to play their roles inside that context. Ultimately, individuals, teams, and organizations are then able to spread their influence by serving and meeting the needs of those in their stewardship. To put service above self gives meaning to all three levels and leads us into the age of wisdom, the fifth age of civilization. Perhaps the best way to illustrate the tremendous importance and power of this sequence would be to share the experience I frequently give audiences that I'm teaching. I invite a man who looks very strong and healthy to come up front and do 20 straight back push-ups. If he is truly strong and practiced, he can do it fairly easily. But very few can. Even many who appear strong and healthy hardly make it past 5 or 6. Using this physical analogy, I suggest that until people can do 20 emotional push-ups at the personal level, they won't have the power or freedom to do the 30 emotional push-ups required to meet the challenges and demands of relationships. And until they can do the 50 push-ups at both the personal and relationship levels, there is no way that they can build a team and produce a high-trust, high-performance organizational culture. Keeping this sequence in mind, we now move from the character development involved in finding our own voice to the skill development and the team and system development required to inspire others to find their voice in organizations.
You have reached the end of this CD. To continue the program, please insert the next CD.